Awakening to the East. Good morning. Before you move, just breathe. Feel your body, still warm from sleep. The East is awakening, the direction of new beginnings where the sun rises. Each new day is a gift, not a guarantee. Today, you have been given the light. Your heart is beating, your lungs are breathing, you are alive, and that alone makes this day sacred. You are not alone. You have never been alone. You are part of the great web of life. Know that you carry within you four dimensions, the physical, represented by your body in this bed, the emotional, alive in your heart, the spiritual, that deeper knowing within you, and the mental, the mind that is beginning to wake. Your best day. What would your best day look like? Don't rush to answer. Let the question settle into you like water finding its level. Your best day, is it filled with stillness or movement? Are you alone or surrounded? Indoors or in nature? Don't think about what you should want. Think about what your whole being, your physical body, your emotional heart, your spiritual core, your clear mind, what would make all four sing in harmony? In your best day, notice the quality of your relationships. The good life is not measured by what we accumulate, but by the depth of our connections. In your best day, who are you connected to? How do you show love? That unconditional care. How do you demonstrate respect? That honoring of all beings and bodies. See your best day as a compass pointing toward your true north. What does this vision tell you about what you value? What does it reveal about your unique gift to the world? Now, gently, what kinds of things would you be doing on a day like that? Not just the activities, but the spirit behind them. Would you be creating? Connecting, exploring, resting? Teaching, learning, healing? Consider the seven directions, east, south, west, north, above, below, and center. In your best day, which directions are you honoring? Are you facing the challenges of the West with introspection? Dancing in the passion of the South? Receiving wisdom from the north? Greeting new beginnings in the east? Here's the deeper question. What parts of this best day are already available to you today? Not the entire vision, perhaps, but threads of it, seeds of it. Take a moment to breathe in the feeling of your best day. Not the things, but the essence. Let that essence fill your chest like morning light filling a canyon. What troubles you? Now we turn to the west, the place of introspection, of shadow work, of the setting sun. Here we honor the courage to face what is difficult with integrity. What is troubling you today? The indigenous way teaches us not to bypass or suppress what disturbs us. But to acknowledge it with honesty. Bring your troubles into the light. Name them. Is it something external, a situation, a conflict, a challenge? Or is it internal? A fear, a grief, a doubt. Perhaps it's both, for the personal is always ecological, always connected to the larger web. Physical tension creates emotional disturbance. Mental worry depletes spiritual connection. Where is your wheel out of balance? Here is the wisdom. Every challenge is also a teacher. The Hopi word for problem is the same as their word for opportunity. Your troubles are not punishment. They are not evidence of failure. They are the universe offering you a chance to grow, to develop new strength, to discover deeper wisdom. Humility. Know your place in the web. You don't have to carry everything alone. You don't have to solve everything today. Some troubles are yours to address. Some are to be witnessed and released. Some are to be shared with others. And some are simply the weight of being, and acknowledging them is enough. Breathe into your troubles. Don't try to fix them. Just let them be seen. Give them the respect of your attention, like acknowledging a storm on the horizon. You see it. You name it. You prepare what you can. Setting your intention. Now we move to the north. The place of wisdom, of integration, of the clear wind that brings perspective. Here, we work with intention. What is your intention for today? An intention is about how you travel. It's about the quality of your presence. The virtue you want to embody. The medicine you want to share. Based on your vision of your best day and your awareness of what troubles you, what is the one thing you want to bring to this day? Perhaps it's one of the seven grandfather teachings. Do you need to lead with love today? That unconditional care for all your relations. Do you need to practice respect? Honoring the worth of all beings, including yourself. Do you need to embody bravery, facing your challenges with integrity? Do you need to commit to honesty, speaking and living your truth? Do you need to embrace humility, remembering your place in the great web? Do you need to seek wisdom, using your knowledge in service to others? Or do you need to align with truth, following natural law, your deepest knowing? Your intention might be simple. Today, I will listen more than I speak. Or, today, I will move through the world with gratitude. Or today, I will be gentle with myself. Or today, I will do one thing that brings me closer to my vision. Let your intention emerge naturally, like dawn breaking. Don't force it. Feel for what wants to come through you today. Now make it specific to your day. If your intention is love, how will you practice it? In a conversation, in how you prepare your food, in how you look at a stranger. If your intention is bravery, what small courageous act will you do? Truth is not external. It's the foundation we carry with us. Your intention is your foundation for this day. It's the center of your medicine wheel, the place from which all directions extend. Speak your intention. Let it be simple. Let it be true. Let it be kind. Walking in beauty. Before you rise, remember, you don't have to be perfect today. You don't have to save the world. You don't have to fix everything. You only have to show up with your intention. With your awareness. with your willingness to be part of the great circle. In beauty may I walk. All day long may I walk. Through the returning seasons may I walk. On the trail marked with pollen may I walk. With grasshoppers about my feet may I walk. With dew about my feet may I walk. With beauty may I walk. With beauty before me may I walk. With beauty behind me may I walk. With beauty above me may I walk. With beauty below me may I walk. With beauty all around me may I walk. In old age wandering on a trail of beauty, lively may I walk. In old age wandering on a trail of beauty, living again may I walk. It is finished in beauty.